Turn together to Luke chapter 6. We're bringing to an end our series on the Sermon on the Plain, which is a parallel to the Sermon on the Mount found in Matthew 5 through 7. We're going to read from Luke chapter 6. We're going to read verses 43 through 49. So 43 to the end of the chapter of Luke chapter 6. If you're using our Pew Bibles, that's page 999. Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 43. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like, who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house, who dug down deep and laid the foundation on the rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who builds a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. That's as far as we're reading together in God's word. Congregation of our Lord Jesus Christ, as I said a minute ago, we're bringing to a conclusion the Sermon on the Plain. And as Jesus wraps up this beautiful, stirring, deep, and rich sermon that he has given to his disciples, we remember that Jesus has been speaking to his disciples. He has not been, this is not necessarily an evangelistic sermon. This is more a teaching and training the disciples that if you follow me, this is how you will live, this is how you will act. If you follow after me, if you are a disciple, these are the things that we should expect to see in your life. These are the things that you should expect to see in your life. As a follower, as a disciple of Christ, you will be one who loves because the love of God has been given to you. We who receive love can show love. If we haven't received love, we can't give. We cannot give what has not first been given to us. Yes, the world may hate you, but we will hate those. But will we hate those who hate us? No, we will love. Instead of giving a strike for strike, hit for hit, we will turn the cheek. We will be generous with those who hate us and despise us. And Jesus brings all these things to a conclusion, to a culmination in verse 46, where Jesus says to his disciples, if you call me your Lord, you must do what I say. If Jesus is our Lord, that means that he has purchased us, that we belong to him. The catechism says he has purchased us with his precious blood. We belong to him. We belong body and soul, in life and in death. He has ransomed us, redeemed us. He is our Lord. But if he is our Lord, Jesus says, if we call him our Lord, we must do what he says. We must do what he says. To illustrate the difference between listening and hearing, perhaps you have been caught, perhaps by your spouse, listening but not really hearing. You might be audibly receiving the words that are being spoken, but it's not really taking root in your heart. Your mind isn't clicking. So your spouse may say to you, are you listening to me? Did you hear what I said? Jesus is here saying that we cannot be content with just having our ears tingled. We have to move beyond hearing to listening and obeying. Jesus is going to press this because it's easy for us. It's easy for us to hear sermons. It's easy for us to come to church every week, to come to church every Lord's Day, and to hear some, hopefully you find it interesting, some interesting discussion on a specific passage of Scripture. But Jesus says we can never be content with simply hearing but not doing, going our way without changing. Jesus says if you look at yourself in the mirror and then you go your way and you forget what your reflection looks like, have you learned anything? You can't look at yourself in the mirror of God's Word and then walk away forgetting your own reflection. So those who hear the word must move beyond hearing to believing and obeying. A Christian is one who not only knows and understands, but one who believes and practices. Well, over the past few weeks, we have seen that Jesus Christ works in the hearts of his people to bring about the change that will be made evident with our hands. The love of God changes us. Instead of being like the blind guide or the eye physician with a plank in his eye, we apply the gospel to ourselves. We take to heart, believe, and practice before we teach others. So today, Jesus Christ is going to teach us that we need to be both hearers and doers of the word. With this theme, Jesus Christ gives us a solid ground upon which to build our lives, and a solid ground that leads to a solid life. Well, throughout our passage, if you have your Bibles open, if you're following along, in verse 43 and following, you'll see that there are three pictures or three images that Jesus Christ is going to use to prove his point. And these three images are a tree, a treasure chest, and a house. A tree, a treasure chest, and a house. Now, each of these three things, the tree, the treasure chest, and a house, have a foundation, a beginning, if you will. And they are each called good. But what makes these three things good? What do these three images have in common? Well, what they have in common is that they are made good at the root level. Jesus is saying that in their inner nature, what's on the inside, or their foundation, what's at their core, that determines their goodness. Jesus starts by pointing to the tree in verse 43. He says, a good tree. Well, what makes a tree good? What makes a tree good is that the tree has been made good. The root is good, the stock is good, if you will. A tree cannot make itself good. A tree is either good or it's bad. Its nature determines the kind of fruit, Jesus says. So if the tree has been made good, it will necessarily produce good fruit. We would bringing to mind other passages Jesus has said, a good tree is one that has a good root. It's been grafted into Christ. A good branch has been grafted into the good vine. Colossians 2, verse 7. We are rooted, built in him, and established in the faith. A good tree is one that is joined to Christ and has been given a new heart. Made alive by Christ through his Spirit, turned into a good tree. Its nature has been changed. Psalm 1 says that a good tree is planted by living waters. The root or the foundation, what it is pulling into itself, that life-giving sap that flows through it, makes it good. A tree cannot change its nature, its foundation, its substance needs to be changed. But what about the treasure chest? In verse 45, Jesus saying that there is a good treasure chest, but what makes the treasure chest good? What makes a treasure chest good is what's inside of it. A good treasure chest has good treasures in it. Jesus is saying that in order for a man to be good, riches have to be placed within that man. A treasure chest cannot make itself good. A treasure chest cannot go out and find treasures to place within itself. The treasure chest is a vessel that receives what is placed into it. Jesus says, gold and rubies have been placed within his disciples. Goodness is pressed in upon them until they're overflowing. The hidden treasure has been found and placed within us. Paul says in 2 Corinthians that we are but jars of clay. We're earthen vessels. Our substance doesn't make us good, but what's in us, the riches, the treasure, the gospel, the good news, Christ and his glorious righteousness, that is placed within us makes us good. What is the worth of a Christian? It's not what we do, but the riches of Christ
that are within us. And then we have the house. What makes the house good in verse 48? Well, where it's built, on what it's built, that determines how good it is. Where you build the house makes the difference between a good house and a bad house. As Ephesians 2 says, Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, the chief foundation. When a man's house is built on Christ, that house becomes good. When a man builds his life on Jesus Christ, that man is good because of the foundation. So if we put these things together, we find that when Jesus is talking about a good person, a good tree, a good treasure chest, a good house, he is pointing to the common fact that they have at their root, at their inner being, at their core, at their substance, at their foundation, have been made good. Christ, by his Spirit, brings you out of darkness, brings you into the marvelous light. You are born again by the Spirit and the Word. You have a new heart brought from death to life, regenerated and justified, a new life planted within you, changed and now made good, redeemed and ransomed, built upon the one chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ, with the gospel riches finding root and residence within you. So we can't make ourselves good. We cannot change our nature. We cannot fill ourselves with good things. We do not make the foundation good. Only Christ by his Spirit does that. But once you have been joined to Christ, united to him, filled with his riches, then we become good. And as our second point unfolds before us, we find that once Christ makes us good, necessarily goodness will flow from us. Remember the whole theme here that Jesus is saying is that you cannot be hearers without doers. If you hear, you must respond. Or as Colossians 3 verse 2 says, you have received Christ, so walk in him, rooted and built up, abounding in thanksgiving. So back to our pictures, we have a good tree. What does that good tree do? Well, what does verse 44 say? A good tree produces good fruit. The fact of the matter is we can't see a person's heart. We can't see what's inside of them, but we can see what they do. Jesus says, by their fruits, by their works, you will know them. The fruit, the external, the response, the life we live, what we do with our hands is a testament, a proof, a fact of what lives within us. If we have been listening to the Word of God, if we've been listening to this sermon that Jesus has been giving to us over the past few weeks, if we hear that Word, that call to faith and repentance and obedience, a good tree will necessarily respond to it. My disciples, Jesus says, are those who hear my voice, but also listen and obey. And it's in obeying that this fruit is made evidence. Obedience is our good fruit. So Jesus says, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute, be generous, be kind. Deal with your own sins. Love others and help them with humility and charity. If you are a good tree, it's impossible for these words to have no impact upon us. Jesus reiterates this again in verse 46, as I said a minute ago, if you call him Lord, you must do what he says. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. A good tree must necessarily will produce fruit. It can be no other way, because what's on the inside determines what comes to the outside, as Jesus continues in verse 45. If the treasure chest is full of riches, what's going to spill out of that treasure chest is going to be riches as well. If God has filled you with his goodness and grace, the goodness and grace will flow out of you. A person's heart is a storehouse. Whatever treasures are within us will be then carried to others for them to enjoy. A life of obedience is the response of a Christian heart. The consequence of being made good is that we live good lives for the benefit, for the blessings of others. To be very clear here, congregation, good works, good fruits do not make us good. A tree that produces fruit can only produce good fruit if that tree is a good tree. A treasure chest carrying riches can only spill out good riches if there are good riches placed within it. As a Christian, we do not become good. We do not become good in God's sight by doing the things that He commands in His Word. But when we are, when we have been made good by Jesus Christ, it is equally impossible for us to fail in showing good works. The consequence of being made good by our works, what's within us, what's inside us, is made evident. James 2 says this: "Show me your faith, and I will show you my works." Faith without works is dead. Only a living and active faith is a true faith. So good works are a necessary part, the Catechism says. Good works are a necessary part of the Christian life, not to make us Christians, but because we are Christians. Good works, those that are done to God's glory, done in accordance with His Word, and proceeding from a heart of faith that is filled with thankfulness. Good works are the response. The fact is, as Christians, there are gospel expectation that Christ places upon us. He says, if you want to be my disciple, you will do what I say. If you call me Lord, you will listen to me and do what I command. The Spirit of Christ transforms us so that whatever comes out of us by our words and deeds testify to what lives within us. These are sobering words. They're sobering words because if there are riches within us, garbage will not spew forth. I wouldn't expect that a few minutes when you walk out these doors, you go to the drinking fountain, you turn on the drinking fountain. I imagine you would be surprised if crude oil starts spewing out. That would be shocking. That would be contrary to the nature of the drinking fountain, wouldn't it? But as Christians, if we claim the name of Christ, if we call Him our Lord, it should be just as shocking to see iniquity spew forth from us. Words are no substitute for action. By both our word and deed, we must show forth what lives within us. But Jesus not only speaks to our present life, He also shows us our future as well. Those who are made good, whole, and beautiful will live holy lives, lives filled with good works in this life, but they will also enjoy goodness in the life to come. A good foundation, in our third point, a good foundation leads to a good future. Returning to the image of that good house, a solid foundation is a foundation that lasts. It stands the test of time. So it will be with those who obey, who listen and respond, who repent and believe, who build their life upon Jesus Christ, firmly rooted and established in Him, will enjoy blessings in this life and in the life to come. They will not be shaken, Psalm 1 says. They will endure. They will stand. The person who hears the word of the Lord and obeys is like the person Jesus says who has dug down deep, found that foundation rock, and built his house upon it. Children, we all know that song, right? The foolish man built his house upon the sand, but the wise man built his house upon a rock. The wise man builds his house upon a rock. What that means is when your life is built upon Jesus Christ, when you are firmly rooted and established in Him, you will not be shaken. You will remain, you will prevail, you will endure, and you will stand the test of time.
When trials and tribulations and tests come upon you as wind and rain and hurricanes and torrents and floods, hardships and calamities may beat against your life, but you will not be shaken because you are secure in Christ. Your life will not go down to the grave in defeat, but you, your life, and even your works will be established. But as Jesus continues, not so the wicked, from Psalm 1. The wicked man who builds his life upon the sand, who has no foundation, has a different future. Those who build their life on the shifting sand of relativity, who have no standard for right and wrong, have no need for actually obeying Jesus Christ. Notice that this context is not saying, that Jesus is not saying the wicked man hears nothing, knows nothing of Jesus Christ. No, the wicked man who builds his house on the sand hears. The wicked man is one who says, "Lord, Lord," but doesn't obey. Jesus is not talking about the world who has never come into contact with Jesus Christ. He is saying the wicked man who builds his house without a foundation on the sand is one who hears, who maybe comes to church every week, who claims the name of Christ, but doesn't really take it to heart, doesn't listen, respond, and obey. That's the person that Jesus is speaking about here. That person who doesn't obey is the man who has no foundation. Children, maybe you've seen those videos. I know there's had various hurricanes and floods in like the Philippines. They build their house on the side of a cliff where there's a rushing torrent, a river there. You know what happens is that river erodes the land next to that house. Maybe you've seen that video. This house starts to tip a little bit and crash. What happens to that house? It's destroyed. It's ruined. It comes to nothing. That's what the person will be who does not take to heart and embrace with faith and respond with works. That's what they will be like. Psalm 1 says they will be swept away. They will not stand. Those who hear but do not believe, who listen but do not obey, if you fail to trust and follow Jesus Christ, what will happen when your life faces trials and judgment? Oh, the misery of those who like to have their ears itched. Oh, the misery of those who claim the name of Christ as Lord, but have never submitted and followed after him. As that hymn says, all other ground is shifting sand. If you aren't built on Christ, your life is not secure. But for those who do build on Jesus Christ, they will stand secure forever. So are you a good tree? Are you a good tree that has enjoyed the regenerating work of Christ by his Spirit? Are you grafted, rooted, and grounded in Christ? If that's so, then pray that the Spirit would give you the ability to produce the fruit that proves what is in your heart. Are you a treasure chest filled with the riches of the gospel? Then when you are carried to and fro, may it be that riches spill from you. Are you a good house? Are you built on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ? Then rejoice and praise God for that secure future which belongs to you. To conclude, at the end of the sermon, Jesus is saying there are two kinds of people. Two kinds of trees, two kinds of houses. There's two paths. One rooted, established, built in Jesus Christ will produce good things in this life and will enjoy blessings in the life to come. The other one is a bad tree, producing bad fruit. It's like the man whose life is built on shifting earth, whose end will only be ruin and destruction. Which path are you on? What kind of person are you? Only Jesus Christ can give us that solid ground upon which to build our lives. So trust in him, believe his word, and obey his commands. Blessed is the man, Psalm 1 says, who delights and obeys the word of the Lord. He is like a good tree. Our passage says he's a treasure chest filled with riches. He is a solid home. That man is blessed. Amen. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the challenging word that you have here given to us today. We acknowledge that far too often our lives fail to reflect who we are in Christ. We pray that by your Spirit we would continue to grow in works of obedience, that we who have been rooted and built upon Jesus Christ would continue to show forth the good fruit, which is a proof, which is a testament to what lives within us. We thank you for the promise that the trials and tribulations and troubles of this world will not shake us, because our foundation is secure. Oh Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. And we thank you for your Spirit. Continue to challenge us and work within us, oh Lord, so that we would produce the fruit which we ought to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.